Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call to get in on the conversation with us. It's an open phones talk radio show, Free Talk Live, and the number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
And Lori.
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't unmute you. Go ahead.
And Lori.
And Nikki may be joining us. I'm not sure if she's on her way or not, but either way, you can call in and be on the show with us and bring up whatever is on your mind. So if you need that number again, it's 603-283-6160. And we have a lot of good show prep for tonight. There's a lot of silly things, actually, in the news. There's a visitor to a jail, and this one really scares me since I'm visiting Ian in jail all the time recently. A visitor went to jail to visit his loved one, presumably, and got locked in overnight. So we'll talk about that later. But first, we have this story from APnews.com. Michigan to join state-level effort to regulate AI political ads as federal legislation is pending. Which I hadn't heard of that federal legislation banning AI political ads. It seems kind of funny. If it's just something like, oh, they needed a background picture for B-roll, like, well, they're talking about starving children, they'll have an AI starving children, you know, that would be ridiculous. It's all ridiculous because laws are ridiculous, like humans telling other humans what to do by threat of force is ridiculous, but
I assume it's some idiocracy level, like, deep fake showing their opponent, like, child slave factory behind it or something, you know.
Oh my gosh. So that's probably what they're trying to make sure doesn't happen, even though, I mean, that would be ridiculous. I feel like people should use their common sense to figure out what is and isn't real, but there are lots of people who just aren't used to the internet at all that fall for those deep fake things really easily. Like, it's so bad. Have you seen videos of people doing, like, showing my mom a deep fake of, like, Joe Biden and the, like, boomer generation? They're always like, oh, I can't believe he said that. He said, smoke weed every day or something, whatever it is.
I don't think it's just the boomers. I think it's people in general. I see people all the time. There was somebody posted a story today in one of the groups that I'm in about L-cysteine in bread, which L-cysteine is an amino acid and it comes from hair products.
Oh, okay.
So they take, like, hair, sometimes human hair and animal hair, and they put it in acid and, you know, it disintegrates. And then they distill that down to its essential amino acids, and that's what's used as the L-cysteine in the products. And so people are freaking out, like, oh, I don't want hair in my food. Like, it's not hair.
Kind of freaky, though.
I mean, it's not the worst thing you're going to eat.
Yeah.
If you're eating processed food, you're eating gross
bugs.
Things anyway. Bugs. If you go to eat at a restaurant, you're probably eating people's hair, like straight-up hair.
That's a good point.
You know? So people just believe whatever they see, too. They don't read into it. They're just like, oh, no, there's hair in my bread. Like, they ground it up into hair dust and put it in there.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, it's definitely not just boomers. I kind of feel bad when I just pick on just boomers for things like that. I'm sure anyone could fall for it. I just happen to see videos of people's, like, older parents or grandparents falling for, you know, Joe Biden saying smoke weed every day. But, Nikki's here joining us, so hello, Nikki. And we also have a caller, so Gigi from South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, everybody. Good evening to all our fellow listeners out there across this good old U.S. of A. celebrating the holiday. Happy Hanukkah! And guess what? My husband and I received a wonderful letter from Ian.
Yay!
Oh, nice.
He told me that you wrote him.
I've been writing to Ian, and he wrote a fabulous, positive, upbeat, super wonderful letter. He's keeping busy. He's doing yoga. He's reading. He is exercising. He speaks to his lovely wife, Bonnie, several times a day. Oh. And he said he is not freezing. They keep the prison facility comfortable at a good temperature. And he started discussing the war between Israel and Gaza and the Holocaust and expressing political opinions. I was in heaven when my husband read the letter out loud for us to enjoy.
Oh,
it was wonderful
nice.
Hearing from him. And, of course, we will continue to stay in touch with him.
Yay. Oh, that's great.
They just tell me that he received, I think, 2 letters from you. So thank you so much for writing him. That's really sweet.
Of course, of course. And we just are very, very, what's the word, supportive because he founded this program, mm-hmm. and my husband and I believe very strongly in free speech, as all the listeners know, and it was something very important. And when the captain, who I have a secret crush on, all of America knows, gave me the address, I told my husband, I'm writing.
Yay, I really appreciate that, Gigi, and you're not the only person who has pointed out that Ian is keeping a very positive state of mind.
That was wonderful to read.
Yay.
It is very inspiring, isn't it?
Engaged in personally, collectively. It keeps his mind stimulated, his body physically fit. These are critical. As the captain has pointed out, you need to have a purpose or several purposes, because routine can become very humdrum and mundane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In any circumstance, right?
Right. I definitely agree.
And it's very cold here in Charleston. I'm wearing my husband's socks. I drink hot coffee and hot tea all freaking day, and the heat is on. We're not used to this weather.
What temperature is it down there?
It's in the 40s tonight. That's too cold for my... Listen, I was raised in Miami,
educated
in California. It's too cold for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's 28 degrees outside right now in New Hampshire.
Oh,
at least in where we are.
I've been this year.
You can have it, ladies.
Well, thank you so much for the call, Gigi. Did you have anything else on your mind?
No, just anyone who's celebrating, have a happy and healthy Hanukkah, and soon a wonderfully healthy Christmas.
Yes. Yep. Wait,
happy
do you celebrate Hanukkah, Gigi?
Yes, my husband and I, we are both Jewish, and we celebrated Hanukkah, and I gave my husband lots of goodies.
Yay. Well, thank you, and happy Hanukkah, Gigi.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
it's nice to hear from Gigi.
She's always in a good mood, like Ian, too.
Yeah.
You know, she's suffering from 40-degree weather. It's so much
and,
colder
you know,
here.
I think about this sometimes, you know, like how we pointed out how Ian is just, like, naturally, like, being very positive and kind of doing the best he can, given mm-hmm. his circumstances, right? And I think about that sometime when I just have interactions with other people in my life. I'm like, I can't, like, my friends that are literally in jail have a bet, like, have, are more positive than some of the people who have, you know, all of these freedoms and can, you know, they're not in jail and they can do whatever they want. And I feel like some people, it seems like they just choose to be depressed or negative. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
I don't even necessarily want to say that they're choosing it, but they're not choosing to get better is usually what it is. And
yeah,
I'm not saying like, oh, everyone should be happy all the time. Just like Ian, it's, takes a lot of work, and it's not like he
and I'm
just,
sure he's not happy every single second of the day. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
I mean, but at the same time, he's not, like, faking it. He's not just like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm going to make the best. He really is just, like, I don't know. He's a master at controlling his own emotions. But it wasn't always that way, and we were talking about this
yeah.
because I was telling him I'm really sad, like, 3 weeks ago. I was like, I just feel, like, really, really sad, and I don't know, like, I can't change my mindset. And he was just like, Bonnie, you can do different, you can do this and that, and you can try to change your mindset. And I was like, no, I can't. I was annoyed because of him.
And sometimes it is kind of easy to get stuck in that rut. Like, if you're angry or upset or sad, like, it is easy to be like, no, like, and sometimes that can be valuable to either just, like, cry or, like, dwell in your sadness for a moment. You have to move on. And I do think it does take a lot of work to kind of reframe your mind and, like, rewire your brain to look at things in a different way. Like, it's definitely not easy. But
it's a good way to put it. I was thinking maybe I need to, like, actually, like, have an, what is the word we call it? Like, a ceremony with just marijuana, like, all alone. Because the thing I'm doing is basically just like, well, I gotta just push through and, like, make myself do my dishes, for example, instead of just like, well, there's going to be some magical thing I can do that suddenly makes me happy. Like, I obviously don't have that. So I've just been, like, drudging through things and not doing things that don't make me happy. Like, forcing myself to eat. Like, I haven't wanted to eat, which is, like, not like me at all. And, like, just like I said, like, do my dishes, vacuum, whatever. But I was thinking, because nobody mentioned to me that sometimes he just, when he feels he's sad, that he just needs to, like, take psychedelics to reset, give himself a new perspective. And I was like, okay, I really don't want to, like, do a psychedelic right now. Like, I don't feel like that would be, like, that wouldn't be a fun time. But I would take some, I guess marijuana is also a psychedelic, but, like, a weaker one.
Yeah.
I would probably do that and just, like, change my mind. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. There are lots of ways that you can use to help yourself feel better. And over time, I think that if that's your goal, then you will get better at doing that, like Ian. Like, the other day, Ian said to me that he just misses, in this order, me, coconut, and his bidet. And then other than that, he's happy. And he's serious. But not that he doesn't want to be out of jail or anything. He just, I don't know, circumstances don't get to him as much. So I appreciate that Gigi wrote in or called in and said that. And then she wrote to him.
It's really nice. And I've said this before on the show that, like, freedom starts in your mind. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, like, you could have all of the, like, freedom in the world, but if you are in a mental prison of, like, your own design, level, you know, like, of depression or whatever, it's like, you're not really free. And it is possible. It's like almost like, I know people who are literally in jail that are more free than some of the people on the outside just because of some of the constraints that people will put in their own mind. So.
Yeah, but I definitely agree with that. I was looking up. Okay, I found it. If anybody wants to write to Ian and Aria, you can do so. I don't think there's a quick, short version of this link, but if you go to freekeen.com, you can search writing to caged activist Ian Freeman at the Merrimack County Spiritual Retreat. Oh, wait, this is a new one. And it has information for how to write Ian there, and at the very end of the page, how to write Aria. So if you just typed in writing to Ian Freeman, Freekeen, to, like, Google, you could find that. There might be a short version, but no one's told me it. And I can also post these on our socials, so Twitter and all of that at Free Talk Live. You can go find it there. So tonight, before Nikki came in, we were discussing the fact that Michigan is becoming the first state. It's to join the state-level effort, so maybe it's not the first state, to regulate AI political ads as federal legislation is pending. So I'm not sure exactly, like, this is the thing. It would be absolutely insane for them to try to tell you couldn't use, like, an AI-generated picture of, like, a field of flowers just for, like, you needed some B-roll for your thing. So I'm wondering if it's going to be targeted at any kind of AI or just targeted at, like, deepfake type AI, like,
that's what it sounds like.
So let's get into it. I haven't read this yet. It says, Michigan is joining an effort to curb deceptive uses of artificial intelligence and manipulated media through state-level policies as Congress and the Federal Elections Commission continue to debate more sweeping regulations ahead of the 2024 elections. Campaigns on the state and federal level will be required to clearly say which political advertisements airing in Michigan were created using artificial intelligence under legislation expected to be signed in the coming days by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat.
So they just have to say that it was created by AI?
Okay. That's pretty easy.
That kind of sounds fair. I don't think we need, like, legislation over this, but it just seems like that would be, you know, best practice, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as someone creating an ad, especially if it's, like, deepfake style. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Lori was saying, maybe it's just for if they want a picture of their opponent, but I forgot what you said.
Standing in front of a child slave factory.
Yeah. Exactly. And that would be a nice thing to do, have this is AI generated at the bottom.
But it's also like that might be pretty obvious.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like,
maybe though.
Some people need to learn to use common sense, but
some of them are really, like, I've seen some videos where I like genuinely have to like stop and think, like, is this real or not?
Hmm.
Especially if it's something that like the person would probably say.
Right. There was,
right, yeah, they could make a video of their opponent saying all kinds of terrible things.
Yeah.
That's, you know, not real. So.
Yeah. But you're like, this is a politician, so they tend to say all kinds of terrible things.
Right.
So I don't know.
Could be hidden camera footage for all I know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
That's such a good point. If it was like, on a hot mic.
Right.
Joe Biden said, I hate black people. I'd probably believe that because the way he
I think he actually did
people.
Say that.
Really?
Probably. I mean, he's, like, a lifelong racist.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
From, like, when he was, like, a senator, like, back in the day.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, that's why I would believe it from all the stuff he has said. But I don't know about a hot mic saying I hate black people. But he did imply that black people can't get on the internet. That was only, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he said that he didn't want his kids growing up in a, quote, racial jungle. Just not even on a hot mic, like, out in the open.
That was a while ago,
considering
though, right?
Desegregation, yeah. Which, oh my God, he's that old. That's crazy.
That's the thing.
Very old.
Mm-hmm. I forget. I think Mitch McConnell might be older than him, but I saw this video on Instagram, and it was, the video said, this was the Billboard number one song the year Mitch McConnell was born, mm-hmm. which was 1942, and it was like a big band, like, swing song.
Wow, that's so funny.
And it's like, yeah, when you think of it, like, okay, yeah, 1942, like, that was like World War II, that was the type of music. But it just really puts it into perspective for you, like, these people are old as dirt.
And they're making laws for everyone.
They're all about to die, yeah, and they're making laws for your children to follow. Right. Like, that just doesn't seem like it's fair.
I used to know the top song when I was born, but I kind of forgot. I'll find it during the break. What do you guys know what the top song when you were born was?
I looked it up before, but kind of like you.
I did too.
I forgot.
It's Crosses. Who sings Crosses? It's like a rap group.
I don't even.
Crossroads. I don't know. I'll figure it out later. It's a song I like listened to. I was like, wow, I've never heard this before. But it's a really popular band.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yes, it's Bone Thugs and Harmony. That was the top song when I was born, and I was like a little disappointed. I don't know that band very well or anything. Not trying to say they're bad or something. If you like them, they're probably better than like the rap that comes out today. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you have.
You want to know mine?
Yes.
Get Jiggy With It by Will Smith.
Whoa. Oh, my God. I forgot he made music. It was, like, anti-cussing music. That's funny. Well, anyways, so if you have anything you want to bring up, that number is 603-283-6160. Did you find yours?
Yeah. I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett.
Oh, cool.
Okay, that's
a good
best
one.
Yeah, of us three. Much better. Okay, so we're talking about Michigan. This is regulations they're considering putting in ahead of the 2024 elections. They say that deep fakes are fake media that misrepresents someone as doing or saying something they didn't. They're created using generative artificial intelligence, a type of AI that can create convincing images, videos, or audio clips in seconds. There are increasing concerns that generative AI will be used in the 2024 presidential race to mislead voters, impersonate candidates, and undermine elections on a scale and a speed not yet seen. And, you know, there was that guy, I can't remember his name right now. I did know his name, but I can't remember it right now. And he went to jail, I think, for 8 years, like Ian, and it's over making a meme that made Hillary Clinton look bad during the 2016 elections. So
how is that not allowed? Like, that is just free speech.
That is, it's absolutely crazy. Like,
what did they charge him with?
That is insane. like
election tampering, something like that. What? I don't know if that's the exact word.
Meme?
Yep.
I mean, every single person on my Facebook friends list would be going to jail then.
Right.
Because they're all sharing memes, making memes, making fun. You know what I mean?
It's not like, it wasn't just that it was like making fun of her. It was that it spread technically a lie.
So?
But I think, but still, that's totally free speech.
Yeah.
I can make up a story in the middle, in the next break that explains it more for people, but there's also new good news that came out about that guy, even though he did get convicted. So I hope they're not trying to do stuff like that here pretty soon, but that's the thing about regulations and laws, even if it's something that, like we were saying, like, it's not that this is, like, a terrible thing, like, to put this was created by AI on the bottom of the screen during an election ad that was created by AI. But the thing about that is now there's new laws that can be used to throw people in jail for absolutely ridiculous things.
Yeah, when you start mandating things, you know, it can start to be misused.
Right. Why wouldn't... That's the thing. Like, we don't utilize... What's the word? Just making things not be accepted in society. We don't utilize that very much at all anymore.
And shunning.
Yeah, shunning.
That's what I tell Stu. I'm like, I wish that people would just shun each other. That'd be great. Just shun somebody.
That's literally how it used to be in society. Mm-hmm. Like, if we go back to, like, you know, the 1600s in Massachusetts, when people came over and maybe they had a different religion than them or they didn't like them, they would just be like, we shun you.
But that's what I was going to say.
From, like, Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Get out.
We're Anglo-Saxons or whatever. You're Catholic and you're Irish.
That's kind of immoral. So that's why I think that we've moved in a good direction, but sometimes you move in a good direction away from a bad thing and then you go way too far the other way.
Exactly. Like, and I think, like, obviously, like, it's not cool to be racist, but, like, if Catholics, so, like, with my example with the Anglo-Saxons, the Catholic people came over and they're like, you have different traditions than us. We don't, you know, we don't like what you believe in. You have a different religion. That's not very tolerant, but in order for them, they didn't want to coexist with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
So, like, not really a cool thing to do, but it's like... I mean...
It's not like using force to kill someone if they're not Catholic, but it's just like, I think it's really messed up whenever people really think like they can control people who don't live in their house. Like, I don't appreciate that you have that couch on your front yard, to use an example of Ian's life.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna like use... I mean, they use the government against Ian for the couch on his front yard, but I don't know, I think people should just get over what other people are doing if it isn't something that really affects them or isn't like a big deal, but we should be shunning for things instead of using the government, like in this situation for the AI ad. 603-283-6160. What do you think? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. On Wednesday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting the process. This authorization extends the impeachment investigation into 2024, coinciding with Biden's reelection campaign. House Republicans are considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son, Hunter. Republican Congressman James Comer stated that the investigation pertains to public corruption at the highest levels of government.
We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
Hunter Biden announced outside the Capitol today he will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings. And the federal election interference case against Donald Trump is temporarily on hold. The judge has agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call. That's 603-283-6160, and you can call that if you want to get in on the conversation with us. It's Free Talk Live, and with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Lori.
Oh, sorry, I didn't unmute you guys again for some reason.
Lori. And Nikki.
Sorry about that. But I just wanted to tell you about Dash. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and its features ensure Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chainlocks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. And a big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. That's Dash.org. We have been talking in the first segment of this show about Michigan. They are going to be one of the states, I'm not sure exactly how many are doing this, that are joining an effort to regulate AI in political ads. So if a political ad has, what's his name? I don't know, that strong one. I forget his name. I was trying to make a joke about the politicians, but I pay so little attention to them, I can't remember their names right now. Oh, yeah, RFK body slamming a child or something, and it's AI. Well, they have to write, this is AI, or this is a deepfake, or whatever, at the bottom of the page, so, or something like that. And if they don't, they could be facing probably violence against them, or whoever made the ad could be. This is from APnews.com. Michigan to join state-level effort to regulate AI political ads as federal legislation is pending. They say that the Republican National Committee in April released an entirely AI-generated ad meant to show the future of the United States if President Joe Biden is reelected. Disclosing in small print that it was made with AI, it featured fake but realistic photos showing boarded-up storefronts, armored military patrol in the streets, and huge increases in immigration creating panic. Oh, my God.
Immigration.
That's ridiculous. When have you ever seen...
How do you show that in a video?
I don't know. Just, like, brown people walking around and white people screaming. That's what I was going to say. Like, what kind of, like, immigration panic actually happens in the United States? Like, people standing around, like, panicking. There's so many Mexicans here or something. That's just ridiculous. But they should be allowed to, you know, make whatever ad they want, and then people should be allowed to make the decision that they suck if they want to. In July, Never Back Down, a super PAC. What the heck is a super PAC? I don't think I've ever heard that. PAC is a political action committee, but I didn't know there was such a thing as a super PAC. Okay. In July, Never Back Down, a super PAC supporting Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis used an AI voice cloning tool to imitate former President Donald Trump's voice. Oh, I remember this, and he didn't know it was AI, I think. Making it seem like he narrated a social media post he made, despite never saying the statement aloud. Okay, so Donald Trump did say the thing on Twitter, but he didn't say it aloud.
But he just didn't say it out loud? Okay, so...
Experts say these are just glimpses of what could ensue if campaigns or outside actors decide to use AI deepfakes in more malicious ways.
Is that supposed to be scary?
Yeah.
We made him say a thing that he actually said.
Yeah.
I know. It's like if somebody showed me one of my tweets that was really bad and I was like, yeah, well, I didn't say it out loud. Like kind of a cop-out.
Yeah, right.
I didn't ever say it out loud with my own mouth.
This keeps reminding me of, you know, those, like, how they would take, like, Obama's voice and, like, make him sing a song? That was, like, the original, like, AI.
I don't know.
That's just, like, what it reminds me of. Like, they'll do it with, like, Obama and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And they'll just, like, but they'll take, I think it's things they're actually saying, and they'll take, like, snippets
Alex
from, like, Jones. Speeches.
Oh,
yeah, right.
They'll I know
take,
about like, Alex snippets. Jones ones, like, the DMT.
Yeah.
One. But I see what you're saying, and then, like, auto-tune it or something.
Yeah.
Yep, that is basically the same thing. Like, somebody could be like, wait, you really said that?
Yeah, it's like, wait, Obama didn't really sing that song?
Yeah, but that's kind of a good point, because it's like, people used their brains and didn't vote thinking that Obama sang some silly auto-tuned YouTube video song.
I mean, I voted for Obama because I thought he sung Fly Like a G6.
Oh my gosh. I was like, wait, yeah, did you do
You're
that?
Like, wait, did you really?
Because I couldn't even vote for Obama yet.
I probably wasn't even old enough.
Yeah, my first time was 2016, and I was 20, I think. But it says, experts are saying that is just a glimpse of what could happen, what the terrible things that could happen. It says, so far, states including California, Minnesota, Texas, and Washington have passed laws regulating deepfakes in political advertising. So they've already done that. Similar legislation has been introduced in Illinois, New Jersey, and New York, according to nonprofit advocacy group Public Citizen. Under Michigan's legislation, any person, committee, or other entity that distributes an advertisement for a political candidate would be required to clearly state if it uses generative AI. The disclosure would need to be in the same font size as the majority of the text in print ads, and would need to appear for at least 4 seconds in letters that are as large as the majority of the text. In television ads, according to a legislative analysis from the State House Fiscal Agency, deepfakes used within 90 days of the election would require a separate disclaimer informing the viewer that the content is manipulated to depict speech or conduct that did not occur. if the media is a video, the disclaimer would need to be clearly visible and appear throughout the video's entirety? That's a little weird. Why would it need to be... Oh, the disclaimer, sorry. Okay, I see now. That was saying that the generative AI would need to appear throughout the video's entirety. But basically, I just think this is something that is kind of silly altogether. Like, yeah, some people could get, you know, deceived by it, but then the other people could make a statement like, I didn't say that. And then it kind of makes it look bad. Like, this already happened, actually. It was not the one from July. I'm pretty sure it wasn't the one from July because that seemed on purpose, but DeSantis' campaign was saying that Trump did or said something that he did not do or say, and then it turned out that it was AI and he had to apologize.
When it just makes you lose credibility.
Right, exactly. So that's the thing. Like, you know, Donald Trump was able to respond and be like, that didn't happen, that's AI. And then he was like, you know, receives
the
repercussion.
Enough to handle these things, you know what I mean? Like, and that's it. He's like, okay, that wasn't really me. This is proof that it wasn't me. And now you look like an idiot.
And
what they could do is just talk about what they're going to do and how they're going to make things better instead of just slamming their opponent
right.
the entire time.
Yeah.
That is what they should do.
That whole culture of, like, I'm going to slam my opponent. They do it with, like, restaurants and politics and just everything. And it's gross.
Sometimes it's funny.
If you have to make the other person look bad so you look good, that doesn't say a lot about you.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
no, I completely agree.
It can be funny sometimes with, like, restaurants and stuff. I can't think of exactly the brands, but whenever brands, like, do that really edgy advertising, like Burger King's Twitter is usually really funny, and they make fun of McDonald's, sometimes that's funny.
Yeah.
But that's also like fast food compared to like
right.
politicians.
It's not politics. Right.
Human beings, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it started though. Like it started there and then politics was like, well, let's just do that too.
Like, well, it worked for Burger King.
Yeah.
So,
right. Yeah. So true. Well, there's a lot more for this article, but basically I feel like we already have our opinions. We know what they're planning to do and it's probably going to pass because I think those other states, there was like five other states that already passed those things. Before you were here, Nikki, Lori and I were discussing, is it mostly boomers that fall for fake AI? Like,
yeah.
I see a lot of videos where it's like, oh, me showing my older parent a video and it's Donald Trump, or not Donald Trump, like Joe Biden literally saying like, I smoke weed every day and stuff like that. And they're like, oh my God, he really said that? It's right there in the video. Like, they believe it, you know?
Yeah, they don't understand.
But I could believe that younger people would be falling for it, too. It's just people like to prank their older parents on TikTok and stuff.
And that's the thing. Like, it depends, like, how believable the statement is, I guess, and, like, how good the AI is.
This is smart the people are.
The one I'm referring is, like, oh, my God, it was referring
so
to
bad,
so not believable. It wasn't just him saying, like, I smoke weed every day. It was, like, him going on and on. Oh, he was talking about, like, being on... Like, beating people in, what's that video game, the war video game?
Call of Duty.
And just being absolutely ridiculous, and or like, on a stage, like, at a pulpit, and it was so funny. And the old person, whoever was, that was watching it, maybe, like, a grandma or something, they were just like, oh my God, I can't believe he said that! And, I don't know, I
should have known that it was fake, because they were coherent sentences.
Right.
That's a good point.
Also, like, these people are voting.
Right.
I know.
Can we talk about that? Like, the people who, like, watch a video of Joe Biden saying that he's smoking weed or whatever, these people are voting.
Do they still outnumber everybody else?
Probably. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, with the boomers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Cool.
The voting population, at least.
Well,
so.
I still think...
Not like it matters. What are our options right now? Like, it doesn't even matter who wins because they all suck.
Oh, I kept thinking that the guy who went to prison for a meme, I kept thinking his name was Matt, but no, it's Douglas Mackey. And this website's not coming up. So this is just from the United States Attorney's Office. It says, social media influencer Douglas Mackey. I didn't know he was like an influencer. Sentenced after conviction for election interference in 2016 presidential race. There is an update, but just for anybody who doesn't know about this story, I'm going to read what the FBI or whatever. No, this is the Justice Department, I guess. Department of Justice. I'm going to read what they said about him getting, you know, put in prison for this. It was October 18th, 2023. I thought it was way before that. So, Doug, maybe it was just like he got convicted a while ago and he finally got sentenced. That's probably what it is. Says defendant attempted to trick voters into believing they could vote by text message. That's what it was. That's why they're saying it's worse than just, oh, you said something mean about Hillary Clinton.
He went to jail over this?
Yeah. He made a
meme.
That
is so crazy.
That said something, well, I'll tell you exactly what it says instead of trying to guess. It says, Mackey was convicted of the charge in March following a 3-week trial. Breon Peace, United States Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. Okay, all these other people, all these stupid lawyers. It says announce the sentence. That's a long freaking sentence to have to make me read just so you can list all your names and get creds. So stupid. Quote, one of the foundational rights we hold as Americans, a right that many fought so hard to obtain, is the right to vote. The defendant weaponized disinformation in a dangerous scheme to stop targeted groups, including black and brown people women, from participating in our democracy.
No, and I hate this, and they always do this, where they want to pretend like women and black people are stupid.
Yeah,
and it's like, no.
That's what I got from that, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like white, like 40-year-old white men aren't like the superior, intelligent population. You know what I mean? And it was the same thing with the needing ID to vote or whatever, or whatever they wanted to do, or like the in-person voting, how they didn't want to do the mail-in voting. They're like, oh, it's discriminating against black people because they're too dumb to be able to use a computer. Like, no, they're not.
Right.
Yep.
You're just racist.
What's his name? Joe Biden actually said that. I can't remember politician's name today. Yep, he was like, they can't get online. They don't know how to get online, something like that.
It's like, how disconnected are you from, like, what is really going on? Even, like, the poorest people have, like, cable and internet these days. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
And if not,
it's very accessible.
And Subway and, you know, Target.
And, like, a smartphone. Like, everybody has a smartphone. You know, it's like, just use your data or whatever. It's like, it's just... So out of touch with reality.
Just reading ahead a little bit, I can see why they said that he was, like, targeting black people. If you look at the exact text of one of the images, like, he was trying to make... But the thing is, I think he was using... I don't know if it's the same as... targeting black, it shouldn't be illegal. I don't think this should be illegal, but I think that it's not as much that he just didn't want black people to get to vote as he knows that the majority of black people are Democrats, and he's using that he's just using marketing against them. Like, it's popular to make images that look like that, that people will share because they want to look woke and they're helping out black people. So here's what it says. For example, on November 1st, 2016, in or around the same time that Mackey was sending tweets suggesting the importance of limiting black turnout, oh wow, okay, so I guess he said that? I mean, we would have to know what the tweet said. That's what the freaking FBI is saying, you know? It says, the defendant tweeted an image depicting an African-American woman standing in front of an African-Americans for Hillary sign. The ad stated, avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925. But seriously, if you see a meme online that says, text Hillary to 59925, and you really believe that that's how you can vote for president, like, oh my goodness, like, do you deserve to be running everybody else's lives by voting? Not really. It says, and vote for Hillary and be a part of history. The fine print at the bottom of the deceptive image stated, must be 18 or older to vote. One vote per person. Must be a legal citizen of the United States. Voting by text not available in Guam, Puerto Rico, Alaska, or Hawaii.
Pick your American Idol.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know.
Right.
It sounds like American Idol.
How would they think that that would work? Like, how would they think that the government would be able to, know that only one person was voting? Like,
either way, it's just
so,
like,
stupid.
I don't know. Like, even if people were falling for it, it's like, this doesn't warrant any sort of criminal charges.
That's all
on you. It's literally like a meme.
Right.
It's the internet. Even if he was like, oh, I hope people, like, fall for it, even if that was his intention,
even if
literally
he said,
doesn't matter.
Even if he said, I hope black people fall for it.
It doesn't, yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't make him spend, I think, 8 years in prison.
No, that's insane. No. That is so insane.
And, like, it's not like I'm saying that's a good thing to do, a nice thing to do, anything like that. But I think people do also need to understand that when you're voting for Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Gary Johnson, it doesn't matter. You're voting to control other people's lives. So if we're going to talk about morality, you know, neither side is really moral here. It says, on or about Election Day, he was using a slogan frequently used by Clinton that was hashtag I'm with her, and thousands of unique telephone numbers texted Hillary or some derivative to 59925. That text number, which had been used in multiple deceptive campaign images tweeted by Mackey and his co-conspirators. Uh-oh. It was a conspiracy, too, so he's going to get conspiracy charges. Several hours after tweeting the first image, Mackey tweeted an image of depicting a woman seated at a conference room typing a message on her cell phone. This deceptive image was written in Spanish and mimicked a font used by the Clinton campaign in authentic ads. The image also used a copy of the Clinton campaign's logo and the hashtag I'm with her hashtag. This case was investigated by the FBI. Well, does it say how long he went to jail? What? Was sentenced to 7 months in prison. I thought that it was a lot longer than that. I don't know why. I thought he got like 8 years.
I mean,
years.
Even that is insane.
It's insane, yeah. But I thought that he got like years because in the middle of it, I guess this was October, so he went to jail, but the new update to it that I was going to bring up was that he got let out pending his appeal. So that's a really good thing. Even if he's not, like, a very good person, maybe he just absolutely, maybe there's proof out there that he really hates black people, and he's not a good person, and I wouldn't like him in real life. He doesn't deserve to be in a cage.
Yeah.
For speech. That's just all that is. I don't care if he mimicked a font Hillary Clinton used. I don't care if people fell for it. He said a thing. Other people didn't use their brains and tried to vote via text because of a meme they saw online.
Right. I have a problem with a lot of the people being punished for other people's actions. You can say whatever you want. Like
right.
There was that girl that told her boyfriend to kill himself. And he did.
Yeah.
And she went to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't kill him. He killed himself.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, people should be responsible. That's where all these problems stem from. Lack of education and lack of responsibility.
Absolutely.
Personal responsibility.
And that's the thing that we could use shunning. Like, it's absolutely messed up and I wouldn't be friends with or tell that girl it was okay that she told her boyfriend to kill himself. And she really was like, go do it. Like, you're being a P word. You're you need to go do this. Like, she was really convincing him. I still don't think that she deserves to be in jail because he killed himself.
He did it himself.
She wasn't even in the same room or anything.
Right.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So
she should be shunned. Everyone should just exile her from society.
Yeah.
But and I don't know how long she got, but I did not know that that was only 7 months. For some reason, I really believed that it was a long time. I was trying to see any information about the guy getting out pending appeal, but it's just kind of hard to do that while I'm sitting here. But he says, I'm gratified by today's ruling and look forward to the Second Circuit's resolution of the important questions presented by my appeal. And he posted that to X. Oh, I hate using that term. I was hoping that he would just change his mind and decide to turn it back to Twitter, Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I hate calling it X. It's absolutely stupid. But yeah, so he did get let out, and I'm happy about that. That's that update on that guy, Douglas Mackey, who's in jail for a meme. And, I don't care that somebody tries to make somebody else lose an election. It's just like, Hillary Clinton's a disgusting lady. You know, it's the most disgusting thing about Hillary Clinton that I hate more than, like, anything she's ever done when she, like, had power was when she was a defendant a public defender, right? Okay, sorry. A public defender, not a defendant. There was this little girl who was, like, 8 and got raped to where she almost died in, like, the middle of nowhere in Arkansas. Hillary Clinton was the defender of the men who were accused of raping her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hillary Clinton then just, like, you know, do what she had to do because she's a public defender, and I understand all that. Like, well, you know, you got to sign to this. You got to be the defender. It's not like I'm like, oh, she shouldn't have taken that. No, everybody deserves counsel because, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty. But she went out of her way to, like, do all these disgusting things, like yell at the girl, tell the girl she's a liar, and she's like 8-year-old who got raped and almost died.
I didn't hear about this.
I can't remember like all the details, but whenever I read that story, I was like, I hate her. She's like disgusting. Like she
soulless.
Went above and
yeah.
beyond.
Yeah.
Like absolutely traumatized. That
that's like
because she's a
demonic
grown lady now, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It
that's
really is.
Like really, really sick.
Yeah, I hate Hillary Clinton. She's like
yeah,
a gross
Hillary
person.
Clinton sucks.
So. I really don't care what somebody does to her, like, almost at all. Nearly at all.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, okay, shunning. We don't like you because you're a bad person. So,
right.
you know, he's going to make this meme.
Right.
Telling people to text to vote for you. You know what I mean? It's like...
I can't believe that that's something that somebody went to prison over. Even if it's 7 months or whatever. It's not a whole year. Nobody deserves to be put in a cage for that. Well, more coming up... on Free Talk Live here in a second, because the government that runs our country and runs our lives is asking the important questions. Does a potato count as a vegetable? The new polarizing food debate coming up next on Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.